Sons and Daughters of God. March 12. To center our thoughts in Christ. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The youth of today may be educated for the fulfillment of high and holy purposes. They are pupils in the school of Christ, learning from day-to-day lessons of the Divine Master. It is in youth that the affections are most ardent, the memory most retentive, and the heart most susceptible to divine impressions. And it is during youth that the mental and physical powers should be set to the task in order that great improvements may be made in view of the world that now is, and that which is to come. The amount of valuable knowledge that can be acquired by young men and young women can hardly be estimated. But to reach a high standard, they must close the door to the debasing thoughts that Satan would thrust into the mind, and refuse to yield to his temptations. The youth may acquire that which gold cannot buy, by cherishing a pure, strong purpose in endeavoring to be all that God designed they should be. The mind should be trained to dwell upon right themes of thought. They should study the Scriptures, and bring into daily life the divine rules which God has laid down for their guidance. He who has grown old in the service of God may find his mind a blank in regard to the things that are happening about him, and recent transactions may soon pass from his memory. But his mind is all awake to the scenes and transactions of his childhood. Oh, that the youth may realize how important it is to keep the mind guarded, pure and clean, from corrupting thoughts, and to preserve the soul from all debasing practices. For the purity or impurity of youth is reflected upon old age. The truths of the Bible, received, will uplift the mind from its earthliness and debasement. If the Word of God were appreciated as it should be, both young and old would possess an inward rectitude, a strength of principle, that would enable them to resist temptation.